On August 17th, Governor Beverly Perdue signed Executive Order 124 to promote stronger communication between state agencies, community leaders, and military officials. Even though military officials and state officials say that more awareness of military activity is vital to North Carolina's economy, the state has had a long history of communication with its military installations. Stephen O'Connell has more.
Effective immediately, Executive Order 124 mandates that all cabinet agencies in North Carolina appoint a military liaison officer. The officer will maintain a strong awareness of military issues and opportunities in the state. Due to the state's use of the military as a major component of our economic engine and future Department of Defense budget cuts, the order will make clear the state's need to comply with military needs. North Carolina's military is the second largest source of revenue for North Carolina, worth $23 billion and employing directly or indirectly 416,000 people. Military Affairs Advisor to the Governor, Colonel John Nicholson, says the order is a reinforcement of responsibilities that already exist.
It's an additional duty that they just have greater situational awareness of what's going on within the military community to help their respective departments and to give me a call and give me a heads up when somebody in their department or somebody that's interested in doing business in North Carolina needs an answer on something related to the military.
There are state agencies that already work with the military, as well as many local leaders that keep in contact with base officials in their community. Regional East Director of Government and External Relations for Marine Corps Installations East, Paul Friday, says one of the initiatives helping to produce the guidelines for the executive order grew from the communication between the military and leaders on the state and local level.
I believe there's a group called the North Carolina Working Land Group that will have the charge of implementing the Executive Order 124.
The executive order states that all cabinet agencies must become familiar with the function of the North Carolina Working Lands Group. The group was established in 2009 and keeps intact lands that are known to have natural resources and which can be beneficial to private landowners and for military training purposes. Director of Military Affairs and Strategic Planning at the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources, Chris Russo, helped establish the Working Lands Group.
The focus on that is, again, restricting or at least not restricting, but trying to slow the amount of land loss of natural related to natural resources in the state of North Carolina. And most importantly, to try to maintain lands that are compatible with the military's operational mission, especially down east.
Although the bill's focus is the preservation of land compatible to military activity and training, the bill designates that all cabinet agencies communicate with the Advisory Commission on Military Affairs, the Commander's Council, and other state military partnerships. The Advisory Commission on Military Affairs was created in 2001 at the General Assembly and is made up of local and state agency representatives, base officials, and appointed local leaders. The commission meets quarterly to help the military strengthen its place in the state's economy. Colonel Nicholson is the chief administrator of the Advisory Commission and says that their last meeting was largely a discussion of the state school system.
So we brought in and invited the school commissioners from the various military communities to come tell us what their issues were and was there anything that we could do to take up to try and help them out in the future.
The Department of Public Instruction's program coordinator of North Carolina Troops to Teachers, John Taggart, works with the military base's school liaison officers. Taggart helps recruit and train people who are leaving military duty make the transition into teaching. Although Taggart deals directly with military personnel, he doesn't have much contact with military leaders.
There's a Fort Bragg educators meeting that they have, was every 6 months, but they've changed it to an annual meeting now, too. And in that regard, I've actually, in a room with superintendents from the local school systems that surrounded Fort Bragg, and they have the garrison commander there that basically, they talk about the education-related issues that are affecting their community there.
If Taggart is appointed as military liaison, the executive order will give him an opportunity to contribute more time to his capacity as military advisor. Taggart also sits on the Military Interstate Compact Council, which implements the Interstate Compact on Education for Military Children. The compact eases the transition military children encounter when parents are deployed or transferred from state to state. Regional East Director of Government and External Relations for Marine Corps Installations East, Paul Friday, says the success of initiatives such as the Interstate Compact is reliant on the cooperation and knowledge of all parts of the government.
The dialogue and the partnership that goes on really takes place everywhere from federal, multi-state, state, you know, regions within a state, and then down to the county, local level. And that's a mouthful, but you really have to be engaged at all levels, because depending on the issue or the opportunity, you need to work it sometimes at all of those levels.
The Working Lands Group also functions on multiple levels of government. In May of 2012, the group was charged with helping the governor implement the Land Compatibility Task Force. The group's job is to provide incentives for preservation of military-compatible land, to review current local planning and zoning ordinances, and to solve basic encroachment problems, among other things. Chris Russo at the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources says the order will help military, state, and local officials make more sound decisions.
We're dealing with the second largest economic engine we got in the state. There needs to be a better awareness that in terms of the military is almost like the extra cities and the extra corporate entities that we have in North Carolina. And we have to recognize and include that in terms of our decision making.
Also included in the bill is the requirement for cabinet agencies to confirm that local officials be well trained in the rules of planning permits, zone ordinances, and other land use laws pertaining to military base requirements. The city of Havelock is home to Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point. Director for Planning and Inspection Scott Chase says in his 6 years as director, his communication with the military has been a day-to-day occurrence.
We discuss land use issues on a regular basis. If a development occurs anywhere in town, whether it's in the air insulation compatible use zone or it's in a noise overlay or anywhere in the city, anything that associates with land use of significant change, like a special use could permit, a conditional use permit, a subdivision, or rezoning, or a text amendment that may impact land use decisions in town, we collaborate with Cherry Point.
The order states that low altitude flying can be adversely affected by a city's development, and local planning departments need to be aware and comply with military needs. Local agencies also need to be aware of the time constraints of military activity and training when economic planning is underway. To deal with some of these issues, the military created Cherry Point's Air Installations Compatible Use Zones program to work with state and local leaders to make their airfields safe from development on adjacent properties. Another department involved in land preservation and the Working Lands Group is the Department of Agriculture. Environmental Manager for the Department of Agriculture and Manager of the Agriculture Farm Development and Preservation Trust Fund, DeWitt Hardy.
We work to do preservation easements or conservation easements, whether they're term or perpetual easements, on different lands, whether forestry, whether they're crop land or horticulture lands, that will allow the continuance of production agriculture on those lands, while at the same time, the compatible use is for the military.
As Director of Government and External Relations for Marine Corps Installations East, Paul Friday said, the relationship between state and military officials encompasses all levels of government. One of the most significant examples of this is the Fort Bragg Regional Alliance. In 2005, the base realignment and closure caused a lot of changes in base infrastructure throughout the country. That year, Fort Bragg and Pope Air Force Base began preparing for the transition of Army Reserves and Army Forces from Fort McPherson in Georgia to Fort Bragg. On August 1, 2011, Fort Bragg celebrated the opening of the Army's new headquarters and welcomed over 1,550 new Army and civilian employees. The executive order demonstrates the necessity of the military to the state and the communities they are a part of. Stephen O'Connell, Public Radio East.